Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Yvonne Dunnigan. Welcome to my second episode, How I Got Started as a First-Time Home Rehabber. You know how we've always heard these horror stories about rehabbing. We always want to be aware and in the know about everything that relates to the first-time rehabber. Well, let me tell you something I can tell you about my story and how I got started. I was always buying real estate and buying new models and enjoying the new design and stages of the models. I would take pictures and use some ideas in my home and also recommend them to my friends. Now with all the new need and I want to show today, my interest even more. So last year, I met a gentleman named Alton Jones, CEO of Rehab Street and Rehabber. I went to his boot camp where I learned the ins and do's and don'ts of rehab. But mostly, I love the way he taught, and I decided it was something that I wanted to do. And so I talked my husband into the buy-in, and I knew I would retire within 18 months of getting started. But due to COVID, I was leaving from my job, and so I looked at the opportunity and do something that I always wanted to do. I would take on this new adventure, so I signed up. Last year, I got the opportunity to partner with two other partners to purchase rehab properties, which was ideal since we're all first-timers. We didn't have to navigate the process. We want to make sure that the project schedule before payment were paid. We go right into our first project, which was a single to rehab and with rebathroom. It also included an ADU with the same amount of bedrooms and bathrooms. It's a home in this neighborhood, and it was easy to make it easy to sell. It was difficult to find the house that matched. However, the house was hard to live, and it turned out absolutely beautiful with the staging. To see the property itself, not really to look at it. So after 6 months and 3 months on the market, and with some patience and great partners, our property is now in escrow. We did it.
We are proud of the work that we accomplished.
And we are so very proud of what we did. Well, I would like to know if any of you, my listening audience, have any questions. Please call in.
Hi, this is Desiree. How are you? Hi. Okay, so I wanted to find out how you found the properties. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello. I am speaking to my audience of 0047.
Well, hi. How are you this evening? It was great to hear you.
I am wonderful.
It was great to hear your story. I've just been wondering if that's something I should look into. I have sisters that really into that whole construction type of thing and flipping houses and all. And it just seemed like it is really nice. How long did it take? Do you feel like it was a lot of work involved, or it was worth it all, the work that was involved?
Well, it was wonderful to be a part of, be the CEO of the company and not the actual one having to flip. What we did was look for a contractor that was able to do the work, and then he brought in the team to actually build the home and rehab the home. The ADU we built from the ground up.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Any other questions you might have?
No. If you get property out that way again and you need some construction workers to come in and rehab, that might be something you might have to give me a call just so I can get out where it's warm.
And also, our team, our partners, we are looking for joint ventures. So there might be something that you want to invest in instead of having to do worry about building a home yourself, but you can still be a partner.
Thank you. I'll look into that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, thank you for all calling in this afternoon, and I will look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, so was it just me that heard the feedback? So I had to give you a lot of credit for going forward, even with that. So I would have cut it. I can't hear you at all.